The U.S. EPA sent the DNR a letter this summer outlining 75 deficiencies with how Wisconsin is using the Clean Water Act to issue permits and complete other duties. Some concerns have come up since Governor Walker took office and Secretary Stepp took over at the DNR. But other problems date back to other governors. Stepp says she's trying to address all the issues.
Anytime we're alerted to things that we're not doing as well as we could be, we're always concerned about those things. So we're ambitiously working internally to make those corrections immediately and make sure we demonstrate that back to EPA. I mean, a lot of it is process stuff, and certainly it's no secret that's what we've been working on since we came into office, is finding out where we're deficient in different areas of servicing the public, and certainly these were things brought to our attention. We're going to take care of them.
Stepp declines to rank the concerns in order of any importance, though the list of 75 includes whether DNR has enough legal authority to enforce some regulations. Stepp says the DNR will meet the EPA's deadline of a formal response by October 15th. EPA Regional Administrator Susan Hedman says the federal government is not looking for Wisconsin to make wasteful changes.
There are always improvements in public policy that can improve water quality, and what we're focused on here is making those improvements in ways that are very cost-effective.
Hedman and Stepp seemed to get along well yesterday during a grant announcement in Milwaukee, but agreeing on how to fix 75 problems may be a bigger test of their cooperation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.